Welcome, friends, to Simply Happy. I'm Connie, where practical tools and heartfelt insights help you simplify life and create the life you want. Growing up in a large family of eight, we had a huge garden that really supplied most of our fruits and vegetables for the year because we also preserved and canned a lot of our fruits and vegetables. In addition to that, my grandparents were cattle ranchers, and so we always had organic meat. So I was raised with farm-to-table organic food before it was really a thing. We didn't eat out, and my mom always baked from scratch. The only kind of processed food we had in the house was cornflakes and saltines. I feel very, very fortunate to have been raised on this simple whole food organic diet growing up, because I feel like it really laid the foundation for a lifelong healthy lifestyle. I am not a doctor, and each person's diet will vary tremendously depending on their lifestyle and what makes them feel good. I mindfully select the foods I eat and don't eat based on how they make me feel and my overall well-being. As I age, my health is really at the forefront of my mind. With the years I have left, I really want to do everything I can to have a healthy body. Each year I make adjustments to my diet according to things that I need or how I'm feeling. Allow your healthy lifestyle to reflect your unique body. Your diet is your bank account. Good food choices are good investments. I view what I eat as an investment in my health, both today and in the years to come. I view food as a way to fuel my body, so I choose to eat nutritionally dense whole foods. The base of my diet is fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, eggs, and some nuts. I love dairy. However, dairy doesn't love me, so I limit the amount of dairy I consume. I stopped eating fast food in my mid-20s because I hated how it made me feel, and I have never gone back. I avoid overly processed and prepackaged foods, plus sugary drinks like soda, energy drinks, candy, chips, cereals, frozen dinners, and so on. Twenty years ago, I stopped eating beef, poultry, and pork. Mostly because every time I ate it, I just felt sluggish and kind of weighed down. Plus, I just kind of lost my appetite for it. But I do incorporate fish into my weekly diet. Avoiding meat is very personal and doesn't appeal to everyone. Actually, I'm the only one in my family who doesn't eat meat. And so when I prepare meals for my family or my husband and I either do a side of meat for them, or if it's something like a stew, I make the pieces of meat large enough that I can just remove. I began intermittent fasting in 2021 to improve my brain health and was pleasantly surprised with the number of benefits I received. in addition to having a more clear mind and less brain fog, I have more energy, sleep better, and I lost 25 pounds the first 6 months, which I've pretty much kept off. I practice the 16-8 fasting. So I eat within an 8-hour window and I fast for 16 hours. Now, to get up to the 16-hour fast, I took it really slowly and I only increased my fasting by 1 hour each week until I got up to the 16-hour fast. I have coffee first thing in the morning with a splash of milk and honey. Now, there are varying thoughts on not drinking black coffee, breaking the fast, but I haven't noticed any difference. Plus, to be honest, I just don't really like black coffee very much. My first meal of the day is around 11:30. I enjoy breakfast-type meals, and I find that the protein in the eggs gives me long-lasting energy. Because I'm currently in Mexico, I'm taking full advantage of the ripe avocados and fresh cilantro in my breakfast tacos. I find that by eating smaller portions, I'm not sluggish after meals. A midday snack around 3 o'clock satisfies my hunger and offers a nice break from the day. My snack usually consists of fruits or vegetables. If I've been baking, this is when I usually savor my baked goods with a cup of tea. A delicious dip of peanut butter, Greek yogurt, and honey pairs perfectly with crisp apples. A simple meal, heavy in vegetables, is a typical dinner. My meals vary depending on the season and what's available in the area. It could be fish with vegetables, pasta, soup, salads, or burritos. Moroccan sweet potatoes with yogurt sauce is what's on the menu tonight. Just being mindful when you're choosing the things that you put into your body is probably the most important thing. All of our bodies know exactly what they need to be healthy and work optimally. Thank you so much for watching today. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Have a beautiful day, my friends. If you want to hear more from me, check out my website, ConnieReet.com, on YouTube and Instagram at ConnieReet. Your experience of this show means a lot to me. I invite you to please rate and review this episode. See you next time.